11:06 in the morning, Central Time, Thursday, April 21st, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Mall. Thank you so much for joining us. And, of course, the Power Mall's got all sorts of specials going on this week. 10% off North American Urban Spice products, and that includes the stuff that we talked about with Stephen Harkins yesterday, the Nuke Protect. That's going on as well, 10% off. If you don't have a supply of that, well, you should. At least one or two bottles per member of your family. You can get it at the Power Mall. 10% off Transderma Minerals products at the Power Mall as well. And, of course, we had them on as here recently, magnesium oil and precious prills, of course. That's something else you can get your hands on, precious prills. You put in the bottom of your water filter, and it just makes all sorts of neat water that increases the pH and cuts the surface tension. It's pretty good stuff. We got closeouts on Sammy Plus 60 Count, Tranquil, and Iron and Molybdenum Renatured 60 Count as well. Half off right here at the Power Mall. I mean, you can't beat the specials. And, of course, now the servers for the PowerMall.com are being updated. And, of course, the new fiber optic stuff is happening on Monday, so we're probably going to be in a rebroadcast. But just to let you know, we're trying to get this thing fixed as quickly as we can so we can process your orders quick. If you're interested in hearing the Power Hour radio broadcast on your local radio station, reach out to them and let them know. Reach out and touch someone. If you're a small business and wants to advertise in the Power Hour, we want to help you grow your business. Support at thepowerhour.com is who you email. They know somebody, you or somebody you know, wants to boost their business. And, of course, you know, consumer-friendly, made in the USA, always nice. And, of course, we need your feedback, especially if you're listening and how you're listening. Radio station archives by phone, shortwave. That's 13.845 megahertz from 11 to 1 Central. We're streaming live on WWCR. And you can give us feedback at support@thepowerhour.com. You can call us at 877-817-9829. Hit number 2 and leave us a message or text us at that same number. And if you want to buy us a cup of coffee, you can do that. You can become a member, a team member, just by clicking on the banner. It gives you 3 different options, and each one of those increasing in size for your donation gets you discounts for your online shopping orders at the Power Mall, plus free show archives, including Joyce. So there you have it. There's another little interesting Facebook page, Food Shortage Watch, that I've just been made privy to. Food Shortage Watch. You might want to dial in on their Facebook page. And if you're on Facebook, I know a lot of you are not. I'm not on social media, but my wife is, and so she goes and checks on a lot of this stuff for me, because, you know, her demeanor and everything else is harmless compared to mine, as you can well imagine. I know some of you out there got a real chuckle. And you know what? I got to tell you something. I got some great news this morning. Susan in San Antonio, I just got a call. And she got all her test results in. Her cancer is completely gone. Praise the Lord. See, the Lord Almighty God is out there paying attention to your prayers, folks. If you have somebody that you need to have prayers extended out to, doesn't matter what kind of condition their condition is in, support@thepowerhour.com will get you there. You know, because the more people that are lifting it up, you know what I mean? And it works. Susan is living testimony of that. God bless you, sweetie. We appreciate it. You're doing good, and the cancer's gone, and that's wonderful. Also praying for recovery for Michael and Rod and Lori. Again, it's just trying to keep tabs on everything. The Almighty is watching, and we appreciate it. He's, you know, and the thing is he's watching over America. We have to be putting our faith in him. And, I mean, faith also means pistis. That's the Greek word meaning faith-based action, believing. You take action necessary to facilitate results. And, you know, just sitting there thinking about doing something like mygotodoc.com or any number of the things that are out there, if all of a sudden you're starting to feel sick and it's like, well, why didn't I contact them before? You see, it's one of these things. We make it available to you, yes, even though it's earthly. The fact of the matter is you get to do something. You get to exercise pistis, the Greek word for faith-based action. It's in the Bible, in the New Testament. God gives us the opportunity to do this. All you have to do is act, and doors open. It's really cool. So, Susan, congrats on not having any more cancer. We love it when we hear good news like that. And then, like I said, if you know anybody else that needs our prayer request, please let us know. You have the contact information to get a hold of us and let us know. And even if I'm on the air and I get texted by the studio that somebody has a prayer request, I will get it on the air right then and there. Okay? Promise. Our guest today, we've got, we're going to be talking about COVID-19 restrictions with an attorney, Robert Fojo. He's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. On the last 2 years, he has spent filing numerous lawsuits challenging these restrictions on behalf of many clients. And he's got law and politics podcasts where he covers social, political, and cultural issues from a conservative and legal perspective. So he will be on the show at the bottom of the hour. Maybe he has a little bit of insight for all of us. And we have a longtime no-see listener, she actually been in the Power Hour before. We're going to have her back on at noon today, Dee Dee Kin. That's right. She has an article, a News with Views, and I've been reading it. We'll be talking to her about that. That's on term limits for Congress. Yeah, don't you wish? That would stop a lot of this nonsense. All right, so once again, the website on Facebook is Food Shortage Watch. That's the website. For those of you that want to go on there, apparently there's some items being banded about that at least 20 food processing plants have caught fire. Now, I don't know if that's purposeful or what. Something that needs to be investigated, folks. If we're getting back channel information on Facebook, it may be until somebody actually goes in and investigates these things. Is it true or isn't it true? Kind of feel like Perry Mason again. Isn't it true? Isn't it true? You know, one of those things. I did that on my Florida show, too, so, you know, don't be offended if I start breaking out in impersonations. Best form of flattery, actually. World news. I'm not flattered by Biden, that's for sure. Most of you don't consider him your president. Guess what? He's announced $800 million more in military aid as Putin declares victory in Mariupol. And, of course, they have live Ukraine updates. That's right, folks. Here we go. But wait, there's more. Ah, yes. Military aid, $800 million of your tax dollars is going to defend in favor of freedom and oppose tyranny. Those are the only phrases I think Biden could get out. He said this in the Roosevelt Room, really? I didn't even know he was in the White House, frankly. He belongs in an insane asylum, frankly, along with his sidekick Giggles. $500 million more in financial assistance to Ukraine seems to be also considered on the way. And what for? To sustain critical government operations to support salaries, pensions, and other programs? Excuse me? We're sending $500 million more in financial assistance to Ukraine's government so these people can put money in their pocket? Really? We the people of Ukraine get screwed while they're government, including porn star Volodymyr Zelensky, he gets money in his pocket. Wow, good support salaries, says salaries, pensions, and other programs. Yeah, twisted idiot in the White House. And he's banning Russian-linked ships from U.S. ports, too, by the way, if you didn't know that. Russian-affiliated ships are not going to be able to dock at American ports, joining Canada and European nations in the latest step to pressure Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. And, of course, the White House will release a proclamation with more details. How does the White House do that? You know, it says the White House will release a proclamation. I love the way these news stories are reported, you know, because they say the White House is like, I didn't know the White House could talk. I mean, they really must think that we're all a bunch of lame brains out here. Frankly, our Power Hour listeners are some of the smartest people on the planet, and they prepare. That's what I love about them. And so, bully for all of you, if you want a phone call and tell me what an idiot you think Biden is, 844-769-2944 is the number to call. And it's not suicide hotline. We promise not to put you on hold. We do ask that you wait, though, because we will get you on the air as quick as we can, and we appreciate your input always. We want to hear from our Power Hour listeners. Don't worry about the CIA or anybody else listening to our conversations because they're being broadcast all over the air, and the Democrats know it. They know what we're doing. They know we're fighting back. They really don't have any narrative anymore. Their narrative is gone. Robert Fojo is going to confirm that at the bottom of the hour. China, meanwhile, is building up its nuclear arsenal, and it's making a big deal about it. And we're talking about Peter Pry, director of U.S. Nuclear Strategy Forum at the Center for Security Policy, a Washington-based think tank. Peter Pry is the one that wrote the EMP paper back in 2018 that basically said the U.S. government is going to use whatever tax dollars it can lay its hands on to fully prepare to protect its own ass, its own infrastructure, and to hell with all of you people out there. Well, 9 out of 10 people, according to Peter Pry, will be dead in a year if EMP hits America. And I don't know how many of you are, you know, still suffering from a little cognitive dissonance, but if China's building up its nuclear arsenal, all they have to do is put one of those overhead, 270 miles up in the atmosphere, set one off, and we're in the dark ages, folks. And don't think that we're not going to have civil unrest within 72 hours, especially in the major cities, because we will, as soon as people figuring out and start to figure out the electric's not going to come back on again. And for years, I mean, within year one, Peter Pry is saying 9 out of 10 people will be dead. And, of course, he has also criticized the government, realizing the consequences of neglecting our nuclear forces, and we're now just waking up to it. And so what's Biden doing? Irritating Putin, irritating Xi Jinping. Gotta love Xi Jinping Pong, don't you? Yeah, he's definitely playing ping pong with us, screwing with our supply chains. Poland, by the way, is refusing to accept and pay for new COVID-19 vaccine deliveries, bully, for the Polish. I'm half of that. So, you know, I used to cut Polak jokes about myself all the time. I can make fun of myself. I'm entitled to do that. But the thing is that they're smart, you know, because they're not going to accept any of this garbage. I think when people start hearing what's in these jabs, and now we're hearing, if you didn't listen to the Brian Artis interview yesterday that we did, you need to go online and listen to that, because we're talking about snake venom peptides in the COVID. And we're talking about the Pfizer vaccine, Pfizer buying up Genentech, which is a company that manufactures 19 different snake venom peptides for use in Pfizer shots. I mean, you got to put two and two together, folks. We knew there was something nefarious going on. Now we really know there's something nefarious going on. My co-host in my Florida show is a retired attorney. Actually looked this up and hair stood up in the back of his neck. He's like, this is not funny. He said, you're kidding me. I said, this whole bat narrative. And I mean, you got all these different frontline doctors that are yelling at artists going, you know, shut up. We don't want to hear it. You're not welcome at our program anymore. We're going to stick to our narrative about the bat lady.
Good thinking, Robin. To the Batmobile.
You know, you got to love that when there's infighting in our own ranks. Decided to do a little Batman sounder for you. In U.S. news, I know we have to break this monotony. The monotony of this news is just like, people are like, okay, so how does that affect me personally? Yeah, we're going to get to that. Guess what's going to happen to woke Disney? Well, it looks like we're moving closer to Disney being punished. Basically what happened was the House Speaker set the stage for a day in which Republicans braced for Democrats to stall the passage of three bills. One of the bills would wipe out Disney's 55-year-old government structure, the Reedy Creek Improvement District. The Senate in Florida has already approved for that to happen. Now it moves to the House. House Democrats unsuccessfully motioned for the bills to be heard in committee, especially the congressional map. All of that got canned. We're getting closer to Disney being under the control of Orange and Osceola County, Florida. This is going to be interesting. Osceola County, near and dear to my heart. Its former Clerk of the Circuit Court, Armando Ramirez, and I are very, very close. Of course, we all pray for his wife, Millie, too, is just suffering miserably from dementia. And the thing is that, you know, when he was the Clerk of the Circuit Court, he was in his mid-80s, and he did the right thing. My firm went in, DK Consultants, and we audited his land records. We did a forensic examination of thousands of files and found all sorts of dirt, garbage, assignments, made up by third party. You know, all the things that happened that CBS News talked about in 60 Minutes. And they had Lynn Zimoniak on, who was an attorney fighting her own foreclosure case, and she dug up all these phony documents in the land records. All 3,040-some-odd counties in America are affected by this, folks. And see, I would be checking on the land records. If you can, go look at your file, because, you know, people are stealing by recording phony titles transfers, and then they sell your property. As soon as you go on vacation, all of a sudden a for sale sign goes out there. Their name's on the deed. Title company doesn't care as long as their name's on the deed. And they basically substituted their name for yours on the deed. And all of a sudden you come home and find somebody living in your house. Well, I bought it. What? That's my house. Nope, I bought it. You know, while you were gone, there was a sign up there. So-and-so sold it. It's crazy, but it's what's happening. I told you we wouldn't make you wait that long. Kevin in Ohio, how are you?
I'm just fine. Dreary day here today.
I'm sorry to hear that. We have a little overcast here, too, but we're plugging away. Go ahead.
Yeah. On prayer requests, I want to request prayer for my daughter, Tatiana. She has COVID. She's a registered nurse and has been working through all this, and she's contracted that.
And, okay, Tatiana, that's her name?
Yeah, Tatiana. Yep.
Okay, Tatiana. All right, and, there you go. Is she in Ohio now, or where is she?
She's in St. Pete, Florida.
Oh, she's in St. Pete, Florida, and she's just contracted COVID, and she's a nurse that's working in the COVID unit.
Yeah.
Okay, now let me ask you. Because obviously it's going to be, have you sent her to mygotodoc.com for treatment?
I have in the past. She's reneged on doing that, and she's taking that paste right now. And she's got my I've got the prescript, and I tried to give her the information off of that. She's going with that right now, and we'll see if she gets on my go-to doc. I have that already.
She should not be eating horse paste, Kevin.
I know that. I know that.
Oh,
and I've tried to tell her. And then next I want to mention that the primaries in Ohio are going on. You can vote early right now. I don't want people to forget about this. I mean, it's so doggone important. This is where it starts.
That's
and
right.
And then lastly, I want to mention that there's a claim that a Navy P-8 spy plane provided the coordinates for that Ukraine attack on the Moskva, you know?
Okay.
Have you read about that?
I have not yet, but we're moving into some of the that information. I really try to stay out of the propaganda section if I can help it in all possibility.
Well, they turned off their signal for about 3 hours south of Odessa. And anyway, they provided that. It's claimed that they provided the coordinates for that attack on that ship. And that's where we're supposed to be. No boots on the ground? Well, they can be in the air, can't they?
Yeah, amazing how that works, isn't it?
And that's us direct intervention. Direct intervention on top of all that money.
All right. Well, Kevin, if you would do me a favor and email us at support@thepowerhour.com and give me your daughter's contact information, I will put her in touch with some people there in Florida that can give her direct assistance.
You will. Surely
yep,
will.
I have people down there that have access. I don't want her taking the horse paste when I've got people down there that have supplies of the stuff.
Oh, very good. Oh, man, this is very important.
Yeah, it is. We have trying to reach out to people, and dear God, please help this girl. She is a registered nurse. She's trying to do all the right things. We just pray and lift the situation up to you, Father, that you are watching over the situation and protecting her. Because this is what's important, and we're praying together. When two or more people are gathered together in your name, that's what matters. And it's done, and we appreciate it. Action is pistis, and that's all we need to do, Kevin. I appreciate it. God bless you, sir.
God bless you. Amen.
Thank you. Amen to that. All right, so now you have it, folks. This is positive affirmations going out here this morning. So we were talking about Disney getting punished. And so Osceola County and Orange County, I'm hoping that the taxpayers down there, because I was running this past my other show host in Florida, and was talking to him about that. And he goes, you know, I've been following this. And he goes, can you imagine with all of the miles of roadways and infrastructure, the fire department, the police department, their internal security, all the people in Orange and Osceola County are going to end up having to foot the bill for a lot of this stuff. I wonder if they're going to go bankrupt over it. I go, you know, we're all watching it. But this is how we have to rise up against woke. Hillary Clinton's campaign, by the way, has moved to intervene in a case brought by John Durham against Michael Sussman, a lawyer who represented the campaign when he brought information to the FBI alleging a link between Trump and Russia back in 2016. Turns out the whole thing was a lie. And, of course, this former Democrat lawyer doesn't want any of the Clinton tweets admitted in his case. Sorry, but you don't get to pick and choose. Oh, by the way, did you know, if you didn't know this already, Jake Sullivan and Winkin, Blinken, and Nod, you know, Anthony Blinken, you know, both of them are members of the Trilateral Commission. I don't know if you knew that or not. I was just, you know, penning through some stuff yesterday and found it. Charles in Ohio, welcome to the show, sir. How are you? We've only got a minute left.
I hope you're well. I just had a comment about the show the other day with Brother Charles, and I just think that it's not helping us. China's not helping rebuild us when we are paying for their rebuilding their industrial base. So that was so important in the Second World War that America had the industrial base to mobilize for a conflict. And that's what we're doing for China. We're enabling them to build up their army so that at any time they choose, they can start, they can switch over to military.
Sure. And you know why all this is happening? It's because the Biden administration, especially the nutbag in the White House, is letting it happen, Charles. He is letting them do it. They own him. I mean, most of America, I don't know if you realize it or not, but this is exactly what's going on. We're going to be back at the bottom of the hour after our break with Robert Bojo. He's an attorney fighting COVID cases. Be back here on the Power Hour. Stay with us. Thank you so much for your call.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Purely C, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Thursday, April 21st, 2022. For those of you not keeping track on the calendar, I know a lot of you just, you know, we seem to forget about the days. They're just blowing by so fast. I know there's a lot of overcast in this country, politically and otherwise. And one of the things that, you know, I'm praying for Kevin in Ohio, for his daughter who's down in St. Pete that just came down with COVID. And I don't, Tatiana, if you're listening, I don't want you eating that horse paste. That's not what we do here. That's why we have mygotodoc.com, and everybody that is anywhere connected with this show knows how to get the necessary off-label meds they need to get better. And you're a practicing nurse. I would think horse paste would be beyond your realm, but please, you know, I'm hoping that your dad's going to reach out and help us all out. But see, we're talking about COVID-19 restrictions, the joke about mask mandates. They finally lifted them in the airports and the airplanes, but yet the airlines are like acting like they're semi-woke. Oh, well, you know, you can wear one if you want to wear a face mask. Like you can get the jab. You saw what happened there. 100% of the crew and passengers on these cruise ships get vaccinated, and then there's an outbreak. Well, duh, what do you expect? We've got an attorney with us that has delved into COVID-19. That's an abbreviation for Certificate of Vaccination IDAI, because the 119, A is number one, I is number nine, COVID-AI. That's what it is. He's got 17 years of experience. Robert Fojo, welcome to the show, sir.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
Well, now, and the thing I have to talk to, let people know, because I thought it was pretty cool, discovering the fact that you were in law school for a couple of years with Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida.
That's right. We were roommates for a couple of years. We shared a townhouse with two of our classmates, and we stayed friends after we graduated. I lost touch with him after he was elected governor, but we were friends for a very long time. He was in my wedding. We were business partners, and I got to know him very well.
Well, I can tell you right now, he has not forgotten you, trust me, especially with the fact you've spent the last 2 years filing numerous lawsuits challenging COVID restrictions on behalf of so many people. And so you have a law and politics podcast as well. You're going to let me in on where people can go to listen to that.
Absolutely. The podcast is called Law of Fojo. People can find it on any of those platforms, Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or podcast.lawoffojo.com or simply lawoffojo.com. And we cover legal and political issues from a conservative perspective. You know, one of the things that jumped out at me while I was handling all of these lawsuits is that people would ask me, they knew that something was off. They knew something was wrong with what the government was doing with all of these restrictions ranging from business shutdowns, school closures, and mask mandates, vaccine mandates, but they did not know how to articulate what was wrong. And I think I can fill in those gaps, and I've been trying to do that, analyzing a variety of issues as they come up day after day and explaining the legal and political implications from a conservative perspective.
Amazing. And this is, as far as the deep diving into the court decision this past Monday from a federal court in Florida, which invalidated the CDC's mask mandate for airplane, I'll bet you were ecstatic about that.
I was, because it is a fantastically written decision by a judge who merely applied the law as written and disabused herself completely from all of the emotional responses that judges have often demonstrated in response to challenges to COVID restrictions. That decision had nothing to do with COVID. It had nothing to do with masks. It had to do with whether or not the CDC had the statutory authority to issue a mask mandate, and that statute that it relied on has no such authority, and the judge properly concluded that.
So the thing is now we're hearing all this back-channel garbage about, well, I think the CDC and the DOJ and everybody needs to appeal that ruling. I really don't think it's going anywhere. Do you?
I don't think it's going to go anywhere either. The decision was very well written. It's airtight. They will likely appeal, and I think they've announced that they will, but that's going to take months. And once again, the legal authority for that mandate is nowhere to be found in the statute, and I think the decision will be upheld by the 11th Circuit.
Right, and so they, you know, they are fairly conservative too in the way that they handle cases, because I spent time in Florida working with attorneys down there as well on foreclosure cases, and I happen to know how conservative the 11th Circuit is. They have a tendency to be pro-bank, so that's how I can tell. The 9th Circuit, they're totally just the opposite of the 11th, and so this is why we have so many conflicts in the law between all the circuits. So Ketanji Brown Jackson, I take it, from your conservative perspective, you thought that this appointment might not quite be what we needed in the Supreme Court?
No, I don't think so. I don't think she was qualified. I think some of her answers to the questions that were asked were very alarming, particularly the scandalous nature of her response to whether or not she could define what a woman is. And I think Ted Cruz nailed her on that one. If she can't define what a woman is, how could she possibly be able to adjudicate the issue of whether or not someone who is challenging a gender-based classification? So think a restaurant doesn't allow women in there. Obviously, it doesn't exist, but just consider that for a moment. And someone who identifies as a woman but isn't actually a woman challenges that classification. How can she possibly decide that issue, the issue of whether or not that person has standing to challenge that restriction, if she can't define what a woman is? And I think Cruz nailed it right on the head. I think her answers to those questions were obviously designed not to anger the woke left of the Democrat Party. But unfortunately, it demonstrates that she was simply unqualified and probably harbors many different political biases that should not belong on the Supreme Court.
Interesting. And, of course, now all of the mainstream media was just drooling all over that appointment, of course. And we are just the opposite. We have a Christian conservative audience here. And, you know, we are broadcast worldwide on shortwave on the radio. And a lot of people think we're just a podcast, and we're not a podcast. I mean, we literally are, you know, making deals with radio stations all over the country to pick up and start to carry this show more and more, because we have people like you on, sir, that are actually doing the right thing on behalf of America, trying to save this country from this wokeism and from potential socialism. What are some of the cases that you have filed as far as lawsuits challenging COVID restrictions?
Well, they range from everything from the state of emergency declaration invoked by the governor of New Hampshire and then extended an absurd 21 times to the school closures 2 years ago. And I'm currently dealing with a lawsuit challenging two Massachusetts school district vaccine mandates. They're mandating that children who attend those public schools in those two districts be vaccinated. So I'm currently involved in that battle. Between those two cases, I was handling an array of challenges to school district mask mandates. School districts in both Massachusetts and New Hampshire had implemented mask mandates this past school year, so I was involved in many of those challenges. In total, I've probably filed somewhere between 25 and 30 lawsuits challenging all of those types of restrictions.
Goodness. All right, so here's the thing that gets me about the vaccine. They already know that kids have better immune systems. You don't need this stuff. There's no scientific basis in fact. And, I mean, I've interviewed Judy Mikovits constant, you know, at least four or five times. I know the woman personally. And when you are dealing in situations like this and you've got these school districts, the legal implications, just because of the fact these are still under emergency use authorization, we just had Dr. Brian Artis on the show yesterday that said that Pfizer, who, you know, obviously is supplying these schools with vaccinations or whatever they call them, emergency use authorization gene therapy drugs, just bought GeneTech, which basically manufactures 19 different peptides of snake venom. Now, why would Pfizer buy a company that makes snake venom unless they're using it in their jabs?
I'm not sure, and it's difficult to comprehend the information that's coming out, and that's constantly coming out every day, it seems, concerning these vaccines. And it truly demonstrates the risk in adopting a one-size-fits-all, let's vaccinate our way out of this policy and imposing it, forcibly imposing it on the rest of society, as many government institutions have tried to do. School districts in particular, it is reprehensible that they would try to force children to be vaccinated. And the legal problem with that is that, but there's a both practical side to it and a legal issue with it. They are not qualified, nor do they have the expertise to make those decisions for children. Those decisions, the authority for those decisions lies with the State Department of Public Health. That is the department, that is the government institution that should be determining whether or not they have a state immunization schedule. If that schedule is going to be amended, it can only be amended by the Department of Public Health in the state of Massachusetts and in other states, presumably. So there are significant problems, both legally and practically speaking, tying into what you just explained about the Pfizer vaccine, with school districts making these types of decisions. It is mind-boggling to me.
Well, I'm just wondering, as far as the legal implications, I know that the Iowa Mama Bears, we had a conversation with them because they virtually caused about four members of their school board where they are to get replaced because of these bad policy decisions that the school board was making. I'm just wondering, and because you're an attorney and you probably have studied a lot of this stuff, I've talked a time or two about the bonds that these public officials have to carry. And are most of the school boards, are you aware whether they have a bond that can be attacked based on the fact that these people are practicing medicine without a license?
I looked at that issue in both Massachusetts and New Hampshire. The bond issue, most local government entities have bonds usually for people who are in a treasurer capacity or who handle funds. There is another type of insurance policy that often covers school district officials, but the issue with to answer your question, yes, there's usually some kind of insurance policy that covers their actions, but whether or not you can invoke that policy to force these officials to rescind vaccine mandates or mask mandates is often a fairly complicated process, because it involves reading the policy, seeing what conduct is covered, and then you're kind of back to square one with demonstrating that the mandates or the decisions that they're making are not authorized by their governing statutes.
Well, the other thing, too, is, though, that if they are making these decisions and they're not covered by the statutes, and you filed a complaint with the agent for the bonding company, and I know a lot of these municipalities are also members of the state risk pools. I know Florida has one. There are several states that have them. Texas has a risk pool. And the thing is if there is a liability factor out there, those agents, basically, if a complaint is lodged against a particular entity that is covered under some mandate by the government or some statute or code that they're in violation of, I would think that you'd be able to go in, file a formal complaint, and get at least the agents for those insurance companies or risk pools to investigate what's going on. And a lot of these people, I guess these municipalities, contribute to the risk pool and spread those, risks out over the entirety of the state to cover the misbehaviors of, one or more different entities that might be violating the law at any given moment. Do I have that perspective right?
In theory, you can certainly do that. And I was personally, from my own personal experience, I was retained by two individuals, and we were going to proceed with something like that, but they ultimately decided not to because the mask mandates were ultimately rescinded. This was in Massachusetts. But in theory, yes, you can proceed with that strategy and file a complaint and try to get the insurance company to the table. But again, it depends on the theory of relief that you're asserting, whether or not there's statutory authority for the action that they've taken. And then, if you're alleging damages, you need to prove monetary damages of some kind, or there has to be some kind of monetary component attached to the claim, and that can be a little problematic. But yes, in theory, you're correct, and you do have that perspective right.
All right. Well, the other thing, too, that we're talking about these vaccine mandates in the school districts, you know, once they get those as part of a regimen and it becomes like measles, mumps, everything else you got to be vaccinated against, and all of a sudden now you got to be vaccinated against COVID. And certainly we were looking at what was going on in Louisiana with the mayor of New Orleans and others that were trying to enforce this stuff. And I'm looking at this going, now, wait a minute. What happens, and you were talking about monetary damages here, Robert, what happens if we have an adverse reaction, we have an adverse event, and all of a sudden you've got several children who've been taking the jab, all of a sudden they just drop dead. Now what kind of legal implications does the school board have? What are the legal implications? Can we sue the school board?
Yes, you can sue the school board. You can also sue the individuals involved. That would be a Section 1983 claim, and you would have immunity defenses you'd have to overcome, but you can certainly sue for damages in that scenario.
You would think that when those lawsuits start happening, and I just have a distinct feeling you're going to be getting some phone calls, not just as a result of this show, but also just because that's the line of work that you've been in the last 2 years. Do you see the lawsuits, the litigations, you see that on the rise now as this thing starts to unfold?
I've gotten calls already from parents who want to sue schools, private schools and school districts, for the adverse effects of wearing masks. I can certainly see a rise in litigation in response to any children suffering adverse events from getting the vaccine as a result of a school vaccine mandate. That's certainly possible, and I would not be surprised if that were to happen.
All right, the number 844-769-2944. Well, don't just sit there. We have Robert Fojo on the line. I mean, he went to school with Ron DeSantis, and they were in business together. This gentleman's been filing gobs of lawsuits challenging COVID restrictions, and if you've got a question about anything having to do with this, you know, you have an attorney here. Now, he's not your attorney, and he can't give you legal advice unless you retain him. But the thing is, and I know this well enough because I know about UPL and everything else. I've read enough of the lawsuits. I probably read at least, you know, 10 or 20 cases a day of various things because I was involved in foreclosure defense. But the bigger problem here is the government overreach in all of what is going on both nationally and in the states. You notice more of the blue states generally, and I use that term loosely, meaning more Democratic strongholds. You notice more problems in those states than in the conservative ones. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct.
So I like that. You're right on point.
No, there's no doubt about it. That's absolutely right.
Yeah, short and sweet answers. You know, and see, I got chewed on once because I mentioned the word blue state, and the Democrat that I had on the phone with me just took issue with it and about bit my head off. And I'm like, look, we're not – I'm just basically, if you want to go back to Mockingbird, I'm just basically saying the same thing that I've heard on television, and everybody else seems to know the difference between a red state and a blue state and what's going on with our government here. And as far as the do you really feel like with all these lawsuits, do you feel like we're wearing the other side that's putting all of these restrictions and mandates on us? Do you really think that we're wearing them down to the point where they're just crying uncle, or we still have a long fight ahead of us?
Well, they would never admit that. They would never admit that as a result of that these lawsuits have worn them down, and that as a result of these lawsuits, they have changed their policies. They would never admit that. But I know very well that these are human beings on the other side. They never expected to experience this kind of resistance, particularly at school board meetings from angry parents flooding these meetings. They never expected this kind of resistance and this kind of aggression. And aggression, I mean that in a very sanitized way, of course. So this certainly has worn them down, just like it would wear anyone down who's overwhelmed with work and inquiries and the same kind of resistance. So I think it has worked as far as guiding these officials to perhaps reconsider whether they will do something similar in the future if we have, God forbid, another wave of cases or a new variant that dominates the environment.
Well, I scratch my head over the variants. It's so confusing because you don't know what's out there if they're confusing it with the flu. Have you had any cases involving these phony PCR tests that are basically 92% ineffective?
I have actually delved into that issue fairly extensively. I had an expert opine on that issue in the vaccine mandate case I'm handling in Massachusetts, and I actually had him on my podcast a few weeks back. His name is Kevin McKernan. But we addressed that issue very specifically in his affidavit in the vaccine mandate case, and exactly what you said. PCR tests is an extremely unreliable mechanism for diagnosing COVID in individuals for a variety of reasons.
Not just because they're made in China.
Well, not necessarily because of that, but because they essentially duplicate two reasons. One is they duplicate the viral matter that you take with a sample to an upbeat number of times, whereby it essentially dilutes the quality of the sample, and you could essentially detect any kind of virus when you do that to the sample. And then the other reason is, when you take a PCR test, it can detect the virus in your body up to 90 days after you were contagious. So both of those problems generate so many false positives, whereby you can conclude that the number of positive COVID cases that we have documented is likely and very, very significantly over inflated.
No doubt. That's one of the things. It's always been my pet peeve. This situation with the jab, with the restrictions at hospitals, the mask wearing in doctors' offices, I literally have just been avoiding coming in contact with any of these people, because to me they're just a walking a batch of misinformation out there. And I anticipate that you've run into a lot of this in these mandate type cases where they are literally relying on disinformation and misinformation in their arguments?
It is infuriating. I've had, for example, we had a large mask mandate case in Massachusetts, and the government relied on a study conducted in Arizona school districts that allegedly concluded that masks had curbed the spread of COVID in those environments over there. Well, the problem with the study was that it looked at 90-some school districts, many of which were, and it conducted this analysis during the summer when the schools were closed. So I'm constantly dealing with a lot of misinformation being pushed by governments, particularly studies that are skewed in one way or another or are largely inaccurate to support their policies and their mandates in response to COVID.
Wow. Why am I not surprised? We have callers from your neck of the woods there, Robert. Jody in Massachusetts, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for asking. You have a question or comment for Robert?
Yes, and I just have to say first, I'm glad that I'm listening live today. Usually I listen the next day, so I'm not able to call. Otherwise, you hear from me every day. But anyway, so today I'm lucky, and we have, I guess, an attorney from Massachusetts. And I'm just interested. I heard that you have filed several lawsuits, and I'm interested to know, given the state of the judicial system in Massachusetts, what are the chances of any of those going to trial, and also the potential of there being any success in those regarding the masks and the vaccines in Massachusetts?
Well, it depends on a number of factors. Most of these lawsuits usually involve requests for injunctive relief at the beginning of the case. That's a court order that directs the school districts to refrain from enforcing these mandates. So that's usually where the fight is. If you get the injunction, the mandate then goes away, and the school district or the government institution goes back to the drawing board. And so it generally will not proceed to trial after that. But at times, cases do proceed to trial. For example, the court decision from Monday in Florida, that was a summary judgment decision after 9 months after the case was filed. So there are scenarios in which these cases could proceed to trial if the plaintiffs here, the parents, or the citizens challenging the restrictions, you know, have the funding and have the commitment and the dedication to proceed all the way to trial. The likelihood that trial will be reached also depends on whether or not the restriction is still in place. At times, these institutions will roll back these mandates, as you've seen in many of many of these states, a lot of the mask mandates were dropped and so on and so forth. And so the issue then becomes moot, and then there's nothing really to adjudicate. So it depends on a whole number of things. As far as whether or not these cases will be successful, I know that we're up against a judiciary that is often very insulated and relies on a lot of misinformation concerning this virus that's pushed by the mainstream media and such. So it's certainly a challenge, but that's why it's so important to make these cases not about COVID, not about mass mandates or vaccines, but about the legal authority that these institutions have to implement these mandates. And they don't have any authority, as that court in Florida concluded on Monday.
So there you have it.
Can I ask a quick follow-up? Very quickly.
We're getting to the break, so go ahead.
So what happens? Will this judgment, like in Florida, carry through to the future? Or will cases have to be set up again once they start trying to reintroduce new vaccines, new mandates of all kinds, et cetera?
The decision in Florida is along the books for now. If the CDC attempts to implement a new mask mandate, that decision will prevent the CDC from doing so. It doesn't apply to different types of restrictions, but it certainly applies to mask mandates by the CDC in a similar context.
All right, Jody in Massachusetts, thanks so much for your call. Robert Fojo. His website is Law of Fojo. That's F-O-J-O, lawoffojo.com. You need to get in touch with him. We appreciate you, Robert. Thanks so much for joining us here on the show. We're going to be back at the top of the hour with DV Kids. Stay with us.
Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.